Teachers from around the world are in Philadelphia through tomorrow for a summit hosted by Penn Professor Angela Duckworth. Duckworth has become a superstar in education circles and earned a MacArthur Genius Grant for promoting the idea of character education. WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Aaron stopped by her annual conference to hear from the teachers who've adopted her approach.
They came to a hotel conference room in Center City, Philadelphia, from all corners of the globe. Rio, Montreal, New Jersey. And they all had one word on their tongues.
Grit.
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 That's right. Grit.
They tell me you're a man with true grit.
Penn Professor Angela Duckworth says grit is a combination of passion and perseverance. She thinks gritty, resilient people are more likely to achieve their goals and lead happy lives. And she thinks these types of character traits can be taught in school by well-trained teachers. Folks like Akeisha Washington, a school counselor from West Philadelphia. A lot of her students have tough, traumatic home lives.
But you gotta have the courage and the strength to say, you know what, I can still feel good about myself, I can still achieve goals, and I know that one day if I work hard enough, I'm gonna get myself out of these situations.
Cesar Volquez teaches middle school math in Newark, New Jersey, and says it takes gumption to get through a tough lesson.
The students are going to make a lot of mistakes, the teachers are going to make mistakes, but if you have the grit to keep going and continue and keep trying, eventually you'll be successful.
Volquez and Washington are at Duckworth's Education Summit to learn how they can instill those values in their students. While those gathered here are believers, some researchers think the importance of grit is overstated, and others don't think it's the type of thing you can teach or measure. But as a full hotel ballroom will attest, this idea and others like it have clearly caught fire in the education world. Avi Wolfman-Aaron, WHYY News.